KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A new Stanford study shows an unexpected, potentially dangerous interaction between two commonly prescribed medications. KQED's Peter John Schuler reports. The report illustrates the promise of gathering data from electronic medical records.
The study showed that the combination of the antidepressant Paxil and the cholesterol-lowering Pravacol can significantly raise blood sugar levels. Researchers can't explain what causes the interaction, but lab tests confirm the data. Hank Greeley with the Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics says as long as patient privacy can be protected, studies like this could vastly improve health care.
It's sort of doing real outcomes research, looking to see from what real patients have reported, what unexpected issues may arise.
A pharmaceutical industry statement said the use of real-world data can help companies keep doctors properly informed about prescription drugs in a timely manner. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED News.
The agency that runs the Golden Gate Bridge could approve next year's budget this week. Officials have suggested drawing from reserves to help close a $20 million deficit. Amazon.com says Berkeley is the third most well-read city in the country. College towns like Berkeley fared well in the company's well-read cities list released today. Cambridge, Massachusetts, home of Harvard and MIT, ranked first. The top 20 also included Ann Arbor, Boulder, Seattle, and Gainesville, Florida. Results were based on how many books, newspapers, and magazines people purchased this year on Amazon. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Oakland International Airport with new flights to Hawaii and Mexico City. OaklandAirport.com.